Ask virtually any woman with a special man in her life, and chances are she will tell you that when the man of the house steps outside his designated manly chores and does something that would be considered to be in her domain, that man wants praise, and plenty of it. There is something to this. A Pew Research Center survey finds of the predictors for a successful marriage, sharing household chores is number three on the list, just behind faithfulness and a happy sexual relationship. Well, all of this inspired a Waterford man to put on his entrepreneur's hat and come up with a new business, Man Metals, a witty but pointed way for her to dish out praise to him and for him to take a bow for helping out. Jim O'Brien's the founder of Man Metals. He joins us in the studio.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So the goal of a Man Metal, I'm holding one in my hand now, and it says, I picked my dirty clothes up. There is a pair of men's briefs, and it says Man Metals. The goal is what?
I think the goal was to just originally, I've had this saying, if something makes you smile, giggle, or even laugh, either buy it or marry it. And I've been happily married. This is my 20th anniversary, my wife. And it was a running joke between the two of us. I would take the trash out. And like you said, men, we like affirmation. Whether we acknowledge it or not, we like to be acknowledged for what we do around the house. So every time I did took out the trash or picked up my clothes, she would say, what do you want, a medal? Mm. So one day I thought to myself, yes, I do. I did the research. No one had done this. So I came up with the idea for Man Medals.
And you have, with kind of, I think, a nice nod to the hockey world, you have the original six Man Medals.
I didn't think of that. That's a great point.
So run them down for us. Tell us what men can get medaled for.
Well, the original ones are the I picked up my dirty clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I put down the toilet seat. I put the toilet paper roll on, which is my best seller so far.
Okay.
I took out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I ran the vacuum cleaner.
Mm.
And then the I asked for directions, which was actually from emails from around the world. People were telling me what the next Man Medal should be. And universally, that was the most suggested one.
So this cuts across boundaries of nations. So this actually has an international resonance?
It does. I've sent Man Medals to India, New Zealand, Australia, Ireland, England, a couple in Norway. And this is all through viral discussions and good and bad about the product and just the whole dialogue about men and women and chores. It's a very interesting topic.
Jim, did you get any negative feedback, anyone saying, you know, you're just encouraging the stereotype that guys don't help around the house or whatever?
Absolutely. No, I did. And initially, and it was funny because I learned as an entrepreneur and anybody listening right now, you have to constantly think about your message and don't assume everybody knows what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I came off a little too smarmy when I first made the website and presented these things. And the fun got lost because I was trying to be the coolest guy in the room.
Okay.
So and it was conveyed as being cynical and that sort of attack thing, like, oh, hey, you took out the trash, give him a medal.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to rethink how I delivered this to folks. And it really was supposed to be fun. And that's the whole point. I mean, that's why I came – that slogan, you know, if it makes you smile, giggle, or laugh, either buy it or marry it.
Okay.
So I have learned. And you're right. Initially, there was some feedback from bloggers. But it was interesting. Once I got into the discussion with them, it really was about how it was presented, not what it actually was.
So are there any thoughts of woman medals? And if so, what would you give a woman a medal for?
Listening to us yammer as guys sitting through a sporting event, I don't know. I mean, it's wide open to suggestion, whether it's a mom medal or whatever. But yeah, absolutely.
I think my husband would probably want a woman medal for me not talking during key moments of games. So there's an idea for you right there. And you have a military angle to
yes.
your man medal.
And that was actually from some people. I spent 8 years in the Navy. I was in the submarine service. My father served in Korea. So we started talking about a medal for men coming home. And when you come home to be a dad, being in missile submarines like I was, we were gone for 3 months at a time. And when you came back, I was always in awe of half our crew was married. So for them to leave their families for 3 months because of their commitment to the country. So the pin we made, it just says coming home to daddy. It's got a silhouette of a soldier holding up his son or daughter, his child.
Mm-hmm.
10% goes to the USO and also the Wounded and Fallen Soldiers Fund here in Michigan because it's important to me. So 10% of everyone we sell will go directly to them.
But the deep message here, I guess, really is how does a couple approach chores more harmoniously? Do you think these medals are more useful for new younger couples or old veterans?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know. I will say I interact with everybody that buys them, especially worldwide, and it's all over the place, the median. There seems to be a middle ground. I maybe I think somewhere in the middle lies the peak of it. I think there's a point in your life, in any relationship as it evolves, that maybe you need to remind each other, you know, the shared responsibilities of household chores. But it truly is one of these things. It's a discussion that's as old as time, and it will continue. So maybe these man medals could shed a little light on it and have some fun with it, too.
Well, a pitch in, it is a team effort, and I know that we have heard it often said, happy wife, happy life.
Amen.
Jim O'Brien of Waterford, striving for happier homes all around Michigan with his man medals. Jim, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.